when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for hanging on to that kind of long break. We have to have those because, you know what, if we didn't have those, Sam Bushman couldn't pay. See, he has a separate, he has Liberty News Radio, and you probably understand this more than I do. He syndicates me, James Edwards, Political Cesspool, and a bunch of other things. But it takes money to do that. He has a big staff, including Lizzie. She has to get paid. Jay has to get paid. That's just a fact of the beast. So that's why we have to have those commercials, people. It'd be great if we could do without them, but we can't. You know, it's like, just think you have to go to work. You know, you have to go to work to pay the bills. But I'd like to go back and reiterate some things I said because I'm bad about forgetting and getting sidetracked. I want to reiterate this because this needs to be burned in our conscience. Here we have. With the full knowledge of the United States government, foreign entities, expatriates from Israel, our greatest ally from the Middle East, the ones that sunk the USS Liberty, the ones that did the Laban affair, the ones that have torn our borders up, and bless their sweethearts, their Satan-worshipping brothers and sisters out there. Anyway, we need to know these people. These Mossad agents, these IDF, Israeli Defense Force agents, are over here in this country being supported by the United States government and doing the will of the United States government. As Nancy all pointed out too well, this United States government, the United States of America, is really, it's just Israel. It's totally run by Israel. Our government officers here in Washington, D.C., they're nothing but grooms of the stool. They are Shabbos goy. They lick the boots and they lick the butt of these Jews. And that's why this what's happened. So I'm going to reiterate what happened. You have these IDF Mossad agents in league with other giant Jewish organizations in all over the country and in California getting together, planning. They plan this out, conspire to attack these American college students trying to stop the genocide. I want you to sing that. I got to say that again. They're in league. They're not only are they being allowed to attack these students. They're in there working hand in hand with sheriff's deputies, and the sheriff, the American law enforcement knows exactly who they are. Get that. So what the hell kind of government do you have here, people? That should tell you who's in control of this whole United States of America. It's not us. It's a bunch of stinking Jews, Christ-hating Jews. Read the Bible. Read St. John 8:44. But I wanted to get that through before I forgot. I wanted to reiterate that before we get Sister Nancy. By the way, Sister Nancy is the one that's responsible for getting that excellent video of the first hour that laid out how we need to really go and salute that Yankee flag. For all these great, great patriotic wars we fought. I've heard a friend of mine said, well, I'd rather fight over there than fight over here. So he's trying to say, I'd rather fight him over there than fight him over here. Who's You know, that's what, I mean, I'm getting it straight there. Anyway, Sister Nancy, go ahead and before I get you too sidetracked, let's go back to what you were talking about. But I just want to make sure our people let that sink in because I still can't believe it's actually happened. But go ahead, Sister Nancy.
First, I want to mention that we know that a lot of the so-called, and there is police brutality, a lot of it comes from the training they have received from the Israelis. We know that the Israelis have been working with the police, training them all these nice techniques on how to hold us down and how to abuse us the way they do with the Palestinians. They have total immunity in Israel. So they're using the same techniques here. That's, again, back to how they get by with brutalizing the Palestinians, but that's also how they're using the same techniques on us. Back to what is going on with the students. I think the only good thing is the education that our young people are getting right now, today, as they protest. They are getting a very, very good education. And it's not in the classroom. It's out on the street. It's in the tents. It's facing down the cops. It's facing down these Israelis who are beating them up. And it's facing time in jail. A lot, there's apparently quite a few hundreds of these students have been arrested in Code Pink, which is very, very active in Congress. Two of the ladies who are very active have been, at least one of them, maybe both of them, put in jail. They were really not doing anything, although they've been very vocal. They've been protesting Blinken. They protested in Congress. And listen to this. This is where I hope they really are active. This idiot, this Speaker of the House, this fool who got elected as the Speaker of the House for the Republicans, Mike Johnson, has invited the war criminal, Bibi Netanyahu, to address both houses of Congress. Now, Germany has said that because the ICC is issuing an arrest warrant for Bibi Netanyahu and other of his cohorts in crime, Germany has even said they will abide by the ICC and arrest this bastard. Do you think that America will arrest Bibi Netanyahu when he comes to speak and be lauded by our congressmen, when he comes to speak and gets all of this adulation? Do you think we will arrest him? Of course not. And I'll have to give kudos to Bernie Sanders, who is a Jew himself, who said that he was, and he is a voice for sanity, when he said he would not attend any kind of public speaking that Bibi Netanyahu would give to Congress. So I'll have to say that at least there's one voice, even though it's a Jewish voice, has got the guts to say that this is outrageous. But of course, people like Senator Ted Cruz and Senator John Barroso, all of those guys, they will be applauding and bowing down and standing up and sitting down to hear a war criminal who should be arrested by America. One thing that's interesting is Bibi Netanyahu threatened us Americans by saying that we also will get, if he gets an arrest warrant, that we will also get arrest warrants. Well, I think that's due. I think that's yes. What we are all doing. I think we Biden ought to be arrested.
And Johnson, and Mike Johnson?
All of those guys should, in fact, all of these congressmen, all these senators, giving aid of ammunition and bombs to bomb Gaza, they are war criminals as well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. That is enough. I don't know how anybody could have any respect for the criminal cabal, the Jewish criminal cabal that has captured our nation, what used to be a nation, has captured our country. If they could just look around and see what's going on in the world, how can they salute that stinking flag. I just don't get it. But I agree with you. But I think they should. Why, I don't know why they haven't issued arrest warrants for Biden and, like you said, Mike Johnson and all the, and you know what, all these senators and congressmen that have voted over and over again to send countless billions of dollars in countless billions of dollars worth of military equipment, shortchanging our own so-called military. But I have nothing but just contempt, the utmost contempt, the hatred I have for the government, the so-called government of this country knows no bounds. If it could be, you know what, Sister Nancy, if my hatred could be distilled into water, I live near the Mississippi River and dumped in the Mississippi River, it would flood the banks. It would, the flood would be 20 feet deep on Main Street in Memphis. Well, I guess I'm rattling on too much because we got to take our first break of the second hour, Sister Nancy. Be right back.
Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Free America. Free the American Gaza in UCLA. I say free God, free the American Gaza in UCLA. Get those stinking Jews out of this country. Get those stinking Jews out of UCLA. And let's put them where they belong. Let's put them in prison. And what we need to do, we need to put these stinking politicians we got here. They're committing, helping the Jews commit mass genocide. We need to put their sorry ass in prison. Yeah, we need to back up the world court, the international court. Yeah, but don't be a hypocrite. Don't stop halfway. Issue the arrest warrants for all these other stinking mass killers. Go back to you, Sister Nancy.
Right. I agree with that. As a sideline, another thing that Bibi is so upset about, and I think it's great, three countries have now recognized Palestine. That's Ireland, Spain, and Norway. And, of course, that has caught, you know, America is on the wrong side of history, absolutely on the wrong and the illegal side, the criminal side of history. But the ICJ, the International Criminal Court of Justice, ordered that Israel stop the Rafah offensive immediately. Of course, all of these orders and all of these decisions, it seems like there is no arm that is really going to actively move in to stop any of this. I mean, it looks to me like they're just going to completely annihilate Gaza. run those Palestinians into the Sinai. Egypt is bucking it. Egypt has finally said they're not going to deal with Israel anymore over the Gaza gate because they've been paid by us for years to keep those Palestinians in controlled in the Gaza area. But there is going to be massive starvation in Gaza because now, because of the bombing that this bastard is doing in southern part of Gaza, around the Rafah Gate, which is, takes you into Egypt, it has become totally unsafe for the delivery of food and medicine by UNRWA. So the distribution center and the world food warehouses now are inaccessible due to military operations, just exactly what they want. This is what they want. They want these people gone. They don't care how they're gone. They don't care if they die of starvation. They want them eliminated. That is what you call genocide.
And they want us eliminated. I'm glad you mentioned starvation, Sister Nancy, because as you know, you and I talked in the, during the break. We talked about starvation. Well, you know, we got the Gaza in Palestine, and when you see people, Gaza shaping up in UCLA. Well, guess what? The United States government, so to speak, the United States criminal cabal in Washington, D.C., they're borrowing, get this, people, it's mind-boggling, $1 trillion every 90 days. That works out to be something like a little over $9 billion a day. Get that. $10 billion a day. People used to crow about Trump. Donald Trump being a billionaire, he's worth $10 billion. They bury that much a day. And people, the reason I'm saying that is linking that to starvation. If you will look, and I'm thinking about Germany after the First World War or World War A, and you got World War B being the Second World War. But after the First World War, what happened in Germany was because of hyperinflation. One of the reasons, that was one of the big reasons, they had to, in order to pay these back-breaking reparations they had, that the Allies had put on Germany, that they couldn't possibly pay it. So what they did, they inflated their currency, millions and millions and billions of marks, in order to pay that off. But when they paid those people back, the Europeans, the Allies, the mark became worthless. Not only was it worthless to the British and the Americans, it was worthless to the German people. They couldn't buy food. Well, listen, that gets back to what I just said. $1 trillion every 90 days. I myself, as ignorant as I am, I go to the grocery store frequently. And people, you can see inflation creeping up almost weekly. You certainly can. I'm just going to give you a quick anecdotal evidence. I was telling Nancy during the break, it's nothing for us to spend $300 to $500 when we go to Sam's or Kroger, pick your store. And that'll last maybe a month. We try to stock up on basics. At one time, back in the 70s, when my two girls were young, we would spend $20 a week on groceries. You get everything under the sun. It's getting to the point where people, it's straining us now on our limited budget. It's bad now. Inflation is really bad. Just think, it keeps going and going. Inflation. Keep borrowing this money, and it's by design. Because guess who's loaning the so-called money? The United States Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve Bank, totally run by Jews. They totally control what's really not currency. It's just funny money. But that's going to happen. It's happened before. Just look at history. If you want to know, I mean, it's inevitable. And I'm going to think if it keeps that up within, I don't see how it can go much longer than 2 or 3 years. People are going to start really going hungry, and they're going to go without jobs because once that currency becomes worthless, and it is, it'll reach a total, it'll reach a point where it's totally worthless. And even Rand Paul pulled out on the Senate floor. Then what are you going to buy? You can't buy anything. And that's just another one of the endless ways that whites of the world are being attacked. We're being attacked by every way possible. Every way that the Jews can think to attack us, they are. But keep that in mind, people. Keep that in mind. Before I shut up, we're on with the Keynesian economic system, where they print the money like this. It's a debt based economy. And not Keynesian. I forgot. Yeah, I think it is. Now, John Maynard Keynes. He once said that he calls inflation is the cruel tax, the cruelest tax, because not one man, he said he could, through inflation, they can steal everything a man had. And he said not one man in 10,000 would know that could tell you what the reason was. Well, if you just look around and see with a little discernment, you can tell it's caused inflation. But anyway, that's not really off topic. That is another way we're being attacked, Sister Nancy. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got several things, and I'm going to pitch out one thing that is, as of May the 22nd, the ongoing saga of Julian Assange and the High Court of Justice in London, they have allowed him to appeal against his extradition to the U.S. He's been detained in the U.K. for years, I think 7 years, in the Ecuadorian embassy. He was secreted himself there to keep from being arrested. And then he's been in Belmarsh prison, I think, for another 5 years. The man is not well. What can someone expect if somebody's has suffered like that? I guess this is his last ditch effort to try to be released. The Americans have promised not to send him to the death chambers, but they're also, the British do not trust other things that the Americans have promised, which is, our word is worthless. Just like Putin said, America is now just a dirty word. That's all it is. America is a dirty, filthy word.
Yes,
and
it is.
Anybody who knows about our real history, not our fake history, they know exactly why we are a dirty, filthy, obscene word. America is corrupted. It is run rampant over the Middle East. And, you know, just like we were saying that the students are now going to be awakened, which may be the best outcome that will come out of this. Think about the people of Gaza. How are they going to react if they even survive? Do you think they're going to be happy to deal with Jews? Or do you think they're going to want to get a little bit of revenge for the thousands of people who have been injured, lost their legs, lost their lives? What do you think they are going to want? Probably many of them are going to be new Hamas members.
Hopefully, you know, it makes you wonder why you don't see more suicide bombers in Israel. At one time, you know, years ago, it's almost like a weekly occurrence. You just, these so-called suicide bombers would blow themselves up in a train station or a bus station. And you know what? I really wonder, I've wondered just this very day, why we haven't seen so-called terrorist activities break out in this country. And I've even pointed out before, if I was a terrorist in this country, just knowing my little area of the geographic area I live in, I would take, we have several vital, very vital pieces of infrastructure here in Memphis over the Memphis Arkansas Bridge. We have over the Mississippi River, we have two pedestrian bridges that carry car and truck traffic. And we have bridges that carry rail traffic. I'll get back to that when we come back, but my old mind doesn't forget. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The long Memorial Day holiday weekend in full swing right now here in the U.S., and weather expected to impact festivities. Violent tornadoes and hail could hit the Great Plains. Areas like Wichita, Kansas City, and Oklahoma City, 77 million people in the path of these storms. Now, the Indianapolis 500 could also be affected by severe weather on Sunday. It's the 108th year of the race, which is scheduled for 12:45 on NBC. The Indy 500, called the greatest spectacle in racing, Donald Trump is scheduled to attend. And speaking of the former president, the jury at his hush money trial in New York City scheduled to get the case right after the holiday. President Biden spending Memorial Day at his home in Delaware. Other sports action in the NBA playoffs. In the Western Conference Finals in Minneapolis, the Mavs rallied to stun the Timberwolves in the final seconds of play, Dallas overcoming an 18-point deficit to win the game. Final score 109-108. The Mavericks lead the series 2-0. Here's Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd.
This group is one that's not going to quit. They continue to play to the end.
On the ice in the Stanley Cup playoffs, another overtime thriller as the New York Rangers pull out an overtime win to even the series against the Panthers. The score 2-1, and now each team has one win under their belt. Game 3 tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern in Florida. Forecasters warning of a very active, hyperactive hurricane season this year. NOAA predicting an 85% chance of an above-normal season. There could be 17 to 25 named storms due to record warm water. The hurricane season starts June 1st and runs through November. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go back, we'll go right back to Sister Nancy. She's got a few things we need to go over before we run out of time, before the bitter ender takes over the third hour. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
I want to talk about the death, I call it the assassination, of the president of Iran. I did a little bit of research on him, and he died May the 19th in a helicopter accident, which I think probably had the hands of Israel and America involved in that. But he was a previously, before he became the president, he was previously the chief justice from 2019 to 2021. And there, like I say, there's questions about the cause. And Putin was very angry in a speech he made, angry at America because he thinks there were assassination rumors regarding the death of the Iranian president, Raisi, and other leaders. And the president of Iran had been president from 21 until he was killed or died. But what I think is really reprehensible, in D.C., they were, our Jew lovers, were lambasting Anthony Blinken from the State Department because there was an official condolences about the death of the president of Iran. Wouldn't that be a good thing to do? No, this jackass, Senator John Barroso of Wyoming, called him the butcher of Tehran. And the Senator Ted Cruz says, is the world better off now that he's dead? We are the most callous, coarse, unsavory people. If they don't like him, could they just say nothing? Would that be a little better instead of lambasting a dead man who we probably possibly had a hand in killing? For Putin said this. He said the U.S. government would insult the entire people of Iran. And he said it was a pleasure for him to have worked with the president of Iran. I don't know. I think there's more common sense coming out of Europeans and foreigners than these callous, corrupt, and coarse people who represent us. That's what I'm saying about the president of Iran. I still say he was flying in an old American helicopter, although we're so afraid of Iran. We're so afraid they're going to do something. They're after us. They're our enemy. They hate us. Well, but he was not even in an up-to-date new helicopter. And they say that because of the sanctions that we have put on Iran, that they cannot even update these helicopters. Although there's also allegations that certain parts had been tampered with or were missing from the helicopter. Well, again, you know, Iran is pretty close to their enemy, Israel, and the Israelis are very cunning. They have ways and means of doing things. They've got a lot of money. They've got a lot of American money to buy off people. That's just one of my things that I'm upset about, is the way that we have treated someone we might have even killed ourselves.
You know, Nancy Beck, and I know you said, oh, go ahead.
No, that's all I call it. Just crassness commoners.
You know, back when I was a kid, I don't know when that started, but our representatives and people in the United States in general, and especially in the South, we had more humanity about us. No one would dare utter that about the Iranian president going down in a plane crash or being assassinated. They wouldn't celebrate that and high five it, so to speak. Like you said, if anything, they would say something loud. Well, it's a tragedy that he went down. You know, it's sad that he went down. Sadly, and if they didn't like him, they'd say, well, it's too bad he wasn't a better man. But, you know, they wouldn't be that vicious, that callous and uncaring. But our politicians, they have no class whatsoever. They're boorish and cads and just they remind me of what they call us in the South trailer park trash. You know what? Mm-hmm. They make trailer park trash look like princes and princesses. They do. You know what? They make, you know what? The worst, the scummiest whore on Bourbon Street is like royalty compared to them. Really, really and truly. It reminds me of a friend of mine. He was down in New Orleans, went on vacation, and he saw this fellow. And, you know, his name was, I think it's John Caldwell. John Caldwell saw Terry Marks. He said, Terry, hey, man, I hadn't seen you in years and years. He said, I heard you was a lawyer and a representative of the United States government. He said, in matter of fact, Speaker of the House is, you know, in the Speaker of the House of Louisiana. He said, that's right. Please don't tell my mother. She thinks I'm a pimp in a whorehouse here in New Orleans. So please don't tell her. Please don't tell her I'm a lawyer and a representative of the government. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, really, I'd rather be around downtown in Memphis with a bunch of hanging around with black hookers and drug pushers than to be with these damn people we call these. They're just satanic, man. They really are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, something else I was going to pull up. I had a note, the number one, don't let me forget to talk about solutions when we get through it. God, if only I had some solutions, but I'm going to try to come up with some. I was talking with Rand the other day and agree with Rand. The number one danger to us, to the entire world right now, if what we're hearing is real, is we were so close to an all-out atomic war with Russia starting it with the West keeps screwing with Russia and screwing with Russia. Here we have a nation, the largest landmass nation in the world, armed to the teeth with intercontinental ballistic missiles, with nuclear warheads, and they're screwing with those people. Don't remind me, I'm going to talk to you about that, how that connects to our people saying they think they can get this ethnostate. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. I don't want to run out of time. But Putin just the other day said that if they follow through with their promise to send missiles, military hardware into the Ukraine, they can strike deep inside Russia. And they've given Ukraine permission to strike deep inside Russia. The British did this. Putin said, and I was talking to Iran about this, he has promised to hit NATO targets, including inside the land area of Britain. And I'll say this, you know, and I thought about that. The British may be hoping he'll take out London because, hell, it's like, what, 78% black. Maybe they think this is the way we can get rid of all those nigs and we can say, well, our hands are cleaned. You know, the Russians killed all these nigs. I mean, that may be kind of, laughable. I mean, being facetious or whatever was the right term. But that's how close we are. Can you imagine what's going to happen if the Russians launch a missile there? But before we go to the break, I'd like to say this. We had some of the people giving up solutions, and I know some of them. I won't mention their name. Don't want to embarrass them. But I know one fellow been talking about this. So we're going to get this county up here in East Tennessee, or we might even get two or three counties here and there, and we're going to set up our ethnostate. Do you really think the West, they just got through, I'm telling you, they're screwing with the largest landmass nation in the world, this armed with nuclear warheads? You think they're afraid of you and your two to three counties that ain't going to work, Hoss? They'll squash you like a bug. Look what they did to people in Waco. Look what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they burnt, 186 of their own, they burned them alive. Women, children, infants that were sucking the mom's breast, they burnt them alive. They sick tanks on them. Look what they did to a Ruby Ridge. They shot a mother who had a suckling babe, shot her in her, the babe was in her arms. And they asked, Ron Carlucci was the sniper for the FBI that shot her. And they said, oh, did you not, were you not able to see that was a lady with a baby in there? Could you really hit a target that far? You probably couldn't see. He said, oh, no, I can hit silver dollars all day long that far. And he laughed about it. Mm-hmm. You know what they did to him? They gave him a damn promotion. And you're going to sit there and think, I'm telling you, we need to think about solutions, but getting you an ethno state in this country is not going to work, Hoss. They will, if they have to, they would nuke your ass. Putin's already said we got M16, F-16 fighter planes and nuclear bombs. Gotta go take a quick break, folks. Be right back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Go ahead, make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy, and then we're going to tie this program up. I hope I don't run out of time because I got to give you our a little solution, but God knows I wish we had one. Anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
This is going to be just a short comment about Ilyan Poppy. He's an Israeli historian. He was interrogated at the U.S. airport in Detroit. He's the writer of the wonderful book called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, which everyone should read. It's a must read. Eddie has a copy of it. These are the kinds of questions that he was asked by the authorities at the airport in Detroit. He was there to give a speech in Michigan. The question was, what are your views of Hamas? And the other question is, how do they frame genocide? Whom do I know in the U.S. who are Muslims, which he shouldn't have given that information out? They took his phone. They asked him about the expression river to sea, which is what the Jews use all the time, referring to Israel. And they asked all these questions before letting him into the U.S. He said that all of the people should be free. He wasn't specifically saying Palestinians or Israelis, but he did say that the interrogators were polite. And but the question is, why do they have the right to stop him? The question, he's asking, why did they have the right to stop him? Well, they knew who they knew he was coming in. They knew his philosophy. Even though he's a Jew, he had some information that was negative about the history of the settlement. And as I was saying, Eddie, this is kind of comparable.
Some history, the whole damn history was that way. I'm sorry,
right.
I didn't want to interrupt you. But
you're right. When you would have a meeting, and I was a part of that meeting in Memphis so many years ago, we are not even allowed to have a public meeting that is announced publicly because the Antifa, BLM, who are promoted by the Jews, will threaten the hotel, they'll threaten the venue, and make it impossible to meet. So we've got our hands kind of in a bind right now. I'll leave that to you, Eddie.
No doubt. I take pride. Sister Nancy, can you believe this? I was there and you was there. That's before we knew each other. And I probably came within 10 feet of you. You came within 10 feet of me. We didn't know each other. But I probably said this on the air before. David Duke, he was down in Olive Branch, Mississippi, which is this real short distance of where I live, across the Tennessee line. And they got word of it down there. And the damn governor declared it like what a state of emergency, like they're having an atomic war or something. And they shut the hotel. The hotel was threatened to be bombed, threatening to assassinate people down there. So it was this, it really, you're talking about a Keystone Cops thing. The news media and the Jews were trying to chase all over the creation, trying to find out where Duke was. And it was like these games where you have peanuts, a little peanut under a shell, and they say the hand's quicker than the eye. Well, we were quicker than their eye, and we got him to a hotel within, I could run it, me being a runner, I could run there probably, I'd say 13 minutes, probably 2 miles. And we got him there, and yours truly, I was working at Methodist University Hospital then, which is one of the largest hospitals in the South. And in fact, they do kidney transplant. The flagship program there is the kidney transplant team. And we do order their other organ transplants there. I didn't work on the transplant team. I worked in other, I kind of floated around, sometimes working what they call neuro ICU, sometimes other places. That was my part-time job. We call it moonlighting in the business, back when I used to be an RN, before the IRS got me. But anyway, I filmed that thing. I surely did film that. And you're so right. It makes me want to vomit. We can't even go have a damn picnic without being threatened. And you know what? If we defend ourselves, they want to put us in prison. I want to make one other thing clear out here. What was I gonna say here? Kind of lost my train of thought here. I was gonna remind y'all people of something. What was it? Damn, it was important too. Anyway, before I forget, I would just like to tell people my solution before we go out, and I'm gonna go back to something else because I don't want to forget the solution. People, I think I told Sister Nancy during the break, I think our only problem, our only solution is we have to turn to God. I think it's Ephesians. I'll just say Ephesians. It may not be. It says something like this. The God is saying, if my people, I'm paraphrasing it. If my people who will call my name, my name will turn from their evil ways and turn from their sin and for repent and search out my face and will repent, come to me and ask for forgiveness. He says, I will hear their prayer and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's our only hope, people. We're like a minnow fighting a blue whale, but we're going to fight to the end. We really are. Before we run out of time, I'll say this one more thing. We talk about the number one threat to not just us in America, but to, actually to humanity, but the number one threat to America specifically is the invasion of millions of migrants, invaders in this country coming across the border with the assistance of the United States government. The United States government being who they really is these NGOs, namely the Jewish Family Services and Catholic Charities, who set specifically the Jewish, the info, the intel I'm getting, Jewish Family Services sit at the head of the NGOs. They control the United States government. They're using all this money to bring all these millions of colored into this country unchecked. Most of them, 70 to 75%, I've been told, are this reputable statistics, are prime military age men. They're being shunted into the United States Army. Gene Andrews talked about this, how the officers in the Marine Corps are still predominantly white, but the vast majority of the NCOs and the underlings are non-white and probably don't even speak English, most of them. They're putting these people into the military, namely the Army and the Marines, the on-the-boot, the Army and the Marines being the on-the-boot combat when it's going to take people like them. They're not going to put you in a prison camp with a fighter bomber or a ship. They're going to put you to quote Officer Jack McLam, he's been dead for 10 or 15 years, bless his heart, when tyranny comes to your door, it'll come in a uniform. And their goal is they can't recruit white people anymore because white people are no longer going into the military because they're behind this LGBT stuff crammed down their throat. They're having to go to these shows with these cross-dressers, with these queers, with these fags, these demon-possessed things, sodomites, and they're being told how evil they are. They're being forced to take sensitivity training. They're being forced to go look at... what is that other book they're being for? Critical race theory. So they're not going in there. Well, the Jews who run this country here, the NGOs and the intelligence, make no mistake, we don't have a Congress and a Senate ruling us. We have the intelligence community and the NGOs running this damn country. And the Jews sit at the top. They don't need us. They're putting these colored things into the Army and the Marines, and they're promising all you got to do is go in here and serve X years, and we're going to give you your American citizenship. Those people, those are the ones that are going to be forcing our ass into the concentration camps. So my solution, I'm not going to tell you my hardcore solution over the air. I think I've said it before, because I was just talking to Rich Hamlin just today about this anti-Semitic legislation that passed the House. If it passes through the Senate, we're in a world of hurt. It'll put Blood River Radio out of business, for one thing, if there's criminal penalties. Now, Rich said he thinks it might just be civil penalties. I don't know. But they would still take everything we have. They would take our computer, our bank accounts. So that's what we're facing, people. That's why I say I think the only hope is God. I really do. And that's pretty much what I got, Sister Nancy. We've got to be out of time. But why don't you take us out? What do you got left, Sister Nancy? What do you think about what I said?
I agree with what you said, Eddie. I think Louisville is proudly running a competition with Memphis, though, because you all like to be called the number one crime city. You're kind of proud of that, I think. But Louisville has had 70 killed so far this week, 70 people killed in this year. So we're running a close competition with Memphis.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's funny. I had a note just today. This may seem trivial, but we have a Kroger store here in the United States. Kroger store is a giant chain. They're shutting down due to violence into just out-and-out theft. This is what's going on in Memphis. These blacks are going into these grocery stores and loading up basket fulls of groceries. And the employees and the security guards are not allowed to touch them. If they do, they'll get fired and get shot. So that's what we're looking at. We're seeing a crumbling United States of America. Well, people, we've got to transition to the third hour. We're going to pick up the bitter ender himself. And Sister Monica Braveheart should be calling in, too. So hang on your seats. This is a long break, folks, for my 5 minutes. Go take a leak, get some coffee, whatever you need to do. Be right back.